All right. Here we are, Sunday, June 30th, 2002, down here, downtown Santa Cruz. Coming up on Cooper and Pacific. And there's police officers, two officers on the left, three on the right, Sergeant Baker.
Public sidewalks.
He's looking for anybody ready to chalk. I think they're looking for people that are going to chalk. And they'll probably cite them. It's absurd, dude. It's so absurd. The funny thing is, first night, they have this first night thing down here, and people are chalking up all over the place. They chalk the whole downtown area, Cathcart Pacific. All the kids are out there chalking the streets.
We have two police officers here.
That's pretty funny.
We have three over there. What are they waiting for? Perhaps a robbery? No, they're waiting to see if anyone's going to chalk on the sidewalk with erasable chalk.
Then chalking, then walking. Who knows what's going on
next? Now we got Robert Norris and Becky Johnson ready to distribute the criminal chalk.
Two police officers, they have a word with you. Or a word and a blow, as happened here on Monday.
What happened on Monday?
Breadcrumbs.
Oh, the guy that was arrested for.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, have they been harassing the Christians for feeding at all?
I have not heard that they have done that today, but I haven't been over there.
I mean, have they? I mean,
They did once. They were harassing people for sitting near the.
Will they discriminate more on Food Not Bombs than say the Christians?
I think more get Food Not Bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They only had one cop.
They want your ass out of here.
Monday for Food Not Bombs. They only had one cop.
Did you see that happen? What happened?
Ugly. This guy Norman was feeding the birds. He had like ripped up some bread and had it on the ground. Police officer, female police officer in the middle there.
The light shirt, the community service officers, yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, CSOs.
Right. So she's like telling him he needs to pick up the stuff or else he's going to get a ticket, and he's refusing. And eventually, you know, with some protest, he grudgingly picks up like the bread and stuff, and then he just starts to walk away. And the cop wasn't, you know, ready for him to leave yet. They're still wanting to detain him and write him a ticket, even after he had cleaned up the shit.
Really?
So yeah, and this female cop officer like grabs him by the shoulders. He's starting to walk across the street. And he like shrugs it off, keeps walking, makes it over to Pizza Coffee. She's already called the backup. Two cops roll up there and jump out. And,
over here,
right
Pizza Coffee.
Right in front of Pizza Coffee. Right?
Oh wow.
So then they like try and grab him again, and he like starts like, you know, moving around, and a bunch of them are trying to grab him, so he's kind of thrashing. But he hasn't hit anybody or done anything violent. And then Sergeant Baker, but it was one of those cops that like laid the first blow and struck him like right down here on the side.
Really?
The ribs. And then like, you know, he kind of reacted. Like they doused him in pepper spray, and
really?
He just got violent. He was like, he hit a couple of them, grabbed, I think it was Baker's radio, right off his waist, and like ripped it off, and like flew into the window, almost broke Pete's window, and then eventually he was like, oh, Esteban, you know, from Bombs, was really fucking awesome, and he like jumped right in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
The police were about to start fighting him, and like hugs Esteban or hugs Norman, and he's like, come on, man.
Here he comes now. Sergeant Baker's on his way.
Sergeant Baker.
Looks like he's going to talk to Robert about something.
Right.
I'm going to go see if I can get some audio on that. But that's crazy, man.
Yeah, and so he finally resigned, and then they still, like, he's like, fine, take me. And then they just, like, then they really unnecessarily, like, knocked him down on the ground really hard, twisted his arm back really hard after he'd already resigned being arrested. He was yelling cowards at us and stuff. It's really uncool.
Really? So how many cops in all end up showing up?
There were only three cops.
And the CSO?
But it
or
happened really quickly. I'm sure there was more.
And they just threw him in a car and took off?
Well, there were a bunch after they pulled him away. Then there were tons of cops around.
Did anybody see if he's out of jail yet? Or?
My friend Caleb, who was actually friends with the guy Norman, went to check on him in jail, and they wouldn't let him in.
Do you know if he was charged with resisting or anything?
I'm not sure exactly what the charges are. I know that there was an article that went out in the Alarm. I haven't read it yet.
In the Alarm?
Sure where they
okay.
got their information, but it was front page.
Yeah, I think they talked to Esteban about it and maybe a couple other people who saw it happening. So,
yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. What's your name?
Jake.
Jake. I'm Skidmark. Free Radio. Well, thanks for talking with me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll be hanging
thank
out and see what happens.
Do.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, we got it. If you can get something on the air.
Sure.
I know like Damien and Dirt are too about a cop wash.
Okay.
A cop wash going. We're having meetings at the Loudon Nelson Park every Thursday.
Every Thursday at 6:30 in the park.
In the park.
Cop watch meetings.
Right.
Okay. Every Thursday at 6:30 in the park.
In the park.
Cop watch meetings. So we're down here in front of Cooper Church and Pacific, where there's a huge meal. Church is putting on. I'm going to hang out for a while. We still got Sergeant Baker and another police officer over at Cooper and Pacific watching for illegal chalkers. Your tax dollars at play, folks. 96.3 Free Radio. Skidmark Bob on the mall. We got Baker running, walking over toward the meal. Free meal. Looks like he's talking to folks over there that are serving. See what's happening. He's got the two CSOs with him. We've got a line of about 50 people here in line.
Give me a call.
You obviously are trying to feed people.
Yeah.
This isn't a demonstration. It's about feeding people.
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, that's refreshing. Feed the people.
All right.
Yeah.
Sergeant Baker is spending the city's money wisely, waiting for me to chalk the sidewalk. Sergeant Baker, don't do it. Don't turn to crime.
Oh, I won't.
Look at this man. He's got chalk in his hand. The man, it's the pace of the job. It's getting to it. Santa Cruz, where it's illegal to chalk on the sidewalk. So you can buy this chalk in Palisade Stationery right across the street. And it says sidewalk chalk on the bottom. But if you chalk the sidewalk, watch out. Sergeant Baker is watching. You've got to do something about the riffraff downtown. There are too many of them, too much of the time. Sir, will you please leave the downtown area?
96.3 Free Radio, Skidmark Bob on the mall.
No homeless, no problem. For only one reason, that president raises the question, who owns the land? The homeless, our problem. For only one reason, our president raises the question, who owns the land? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Could it be 90 million dead? The land. Could it be 6 million Jews? Who owns the land? Is there a connection? Who owns the land? To all imperialism? Who owns the land? Won't someone please tell me? Who owns the land? I am just a white man. Who owns the land? I live in the Americas. Who owns the land? How did I get here? This morning, I was awoken by a man with a handgun. He's got a book of rules that says I ain't got no right to sleep. This morning, I was awoken by a man with a handgun. He's got a book of rules that says I ain't got no right to be. Who owns the land? Land. Could it be that there's a connection? Who owns the land? To my daily eviction. Who owns the land? the extermination who owns the land of the Native American who owns the land. Won't someone please tell me who owns the land? Cause I am just a white man who owns the land. I live in the Americas, who owns the land. How did I get here? It's not the corporations. Maybe the earth owns its own self. Maybe it's the Native America. The homeless are a problem for only one reason. My president raises a question, who owns the land? The homeless are a problem for only one reason. Your president raises a question, who owns the land? Ecocide, genocide, where is home? Ecocide, genocide, where is home? Ecocide, genocide, where is home? Ecocide, genocide, where